The Department of Natural Resources says hunters killed 261,000 deer this year. That's 30,000 less than last year's gun deer season. And it leaves the state with an estimated 1.3 million deer. There's little doubt that concern about chronic wasting disease and uncertainty about the health risk of eating venison is to blame for the drop in this year's harvest. The upside is the state got thousands of deer brain samples to test for chronic wasting disease. Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Bob Manuel says it's not clear how soon those samples will be analyzed, but those from areas just outside the eradication zone, where 41 deer have already tested positive for the disease, will get the top priority.
Samples coming out of the management zone will have the first priority, and also those in areas where we know that we have some CWD in farms will also be given a little bit higher priority in the list for completions.
It's not chronic wasting disease, but crop damage that has farmers worried about this year's deer harvest. Deer eat up thousands of dollars worth of crops each year, and the money to compensate farmers for that damage comes from the sale of hunting licenses. Tom Theeding of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says fewer hunters and more deer is bad news for farmers.
The concern is that you have an increase in the wildlife, so not only would you have potential for more wildlife doing more damage, but you'd also have a smaller pool of resources to reimburse the farmers for those lost damages.
Theeding says farmers will support extended hunts next year to bring down the size of the deer herd. Meanwhile, the Natural Resources Board meets today in Madison. They're scheduled to spend an hour talking about this year's reduced deer harvest and how it will affect the fight against chronic wasting disease. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.